It's the voice.
Stand by.
Connection established.
We're ready to go. Yeah.
This is The Catch-Up with Brian Kaye.
It's all the news you missed in 30 minutes or less, or your money back.
Now, live from the Orange County Register, here's Brian Kaye.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, it's The Catch-Up with Brian Kaye, live from the offices of the Orange County Register here in Anaheim, California. And also in Anaheim, California, tonight starting is the California GOP convention. It goes from tonight, Friday, through Sunday. And tomorrow, speaking at the California Republican Party convention, is United States Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas. Senator Cotton, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to be on with you, and I look forward to speaking at the convention tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Now, you know, I got to ask, you know, California, the heart of the Trump resistance, the heart of the progressive movement, perhaps the most progressive state in the union, and you're one of the more conservative members of Congress. You have the ear of the president. You're a big supporter of much of his agenda. What possessed you to come out to California?
Well, Brian, first off, I love the Golden State. It's politics, as you say, are not always my cup of tea, but the people are wonderful and the land is beautiful, so I'm always happy to be back in California. It may be the heart of the Trump resistance, but it's also the key to our majority control in the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. You've got 14 members of Congress, many of whom I served with in the House before I was elected to the Senate, good friends of mine. So I wanted to come out and rally the faithful and make sure that we return all those good men and women to Congress and also maybe try to elect one or two more. And plus, you know, when you go to try to spread the faith, you don't go among the converted. You have to go out into the wilderness. So I'm very happy to be coming out to California and speaking to the convention.
Well, I know there's a lot of excitement about you being here. We actually had Tom McClintock, a member of Congress from California, on earlier in the week, and we talked a lot about tax reform. So I want to get your perspective on tax reform. One of the things that Congressman McClintock said when we talked was that the House is passing a lot of bills and embracing the Trump agenda, but the challenge has been getting the Senate to go on. And he said that if anything can get done, it'll be tax reform. So I guess I'll just ask you, because you would know better than he or most, are we going to get tax reform?
I believe we will, Brian. You know, just Thursday night, we passed a budget out of the Senate. That's the key to moving on to tax reform. That budget calls for $1.5 trillion in tax cuts for working families to help get our economy growing, get people back to work, and help working families get a pay raise for the first time in a very long time. It might be a tough row, but things always are, but I think we're going to accomplish it. It's very much true, Tom's right, that the House has passed more legislation than the Senate. One peculiar thing, though, about the start of a new administration is the Senate's in the personnel business. We have to take time to confirm all the president's cabinet and other officials, plus his judges. We're doing an okay job on that. We could do better because the Democrats are dragging out every tool they have to stop votes on these very distinguished jurists and men and women to serve in their government. But I think we'll get a solution to that by the end of the year as well, if it requires working over the weekends, over our scheduled recesses, 24 hours a day. Ultimately, we're going to feel administration with Donald Trump's very qualified nominees. But that's one reason why the Senate this year has been a little bit slower in moving the House, is we have so many confirmations, to include, most importantly, Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court.
Of course, and I know that you're following tax reform very closely, but one of the biggest issues that you're taking the lead on in the U.S. Senate is the Iran deal. And I've read some publications refer to you as the Trump whisperer on this, and that you have Trump's ear. You know, we in California are obviously paying close attention to Iran. I heard someone say that, you know, if we could be in trouble here pretty soon. And I just want to kind of get your perspective on this. What can we expect? Because you're seeing some even Republicans say, no, we need to stick with this deal. Yet the president, and I think you as well, have been very adamant that, no, this is not a good deal for the country, and our country's interests are not in the heart of this deal.
Donald Trump took the right step last week when he declined to certify that the nuclear deal is in our national security interests. That's a requirement under U.S. law every 90 days. I advocated back in July that he not do so. I'm glad that he didn't certify it this time around. Now, we have time to try to fix the problems with our Iran policy, because it wasn't just the nuclear deal that was badly flawed under Barack Obama. That was the most dangerous aspect of our Iran policy, but the most immediate aspect is the nuclear deal empowered and emboldened Iran to continue supporting terrorist groups like Hezbollah, or to continue to try to undermine many of our partners in the Middle East. So the president is looking at this rightly. We're not trying to fix a deal. We're trying to fix our Iran policy. Now, that doesn't have to happen today. It doesn't have to happen in October. We've got a few months to work on it and to get it right and try to bring along Democrats and our allies. But what it can't take is a few years, because every day that goes by under this terrible deal, Iran is getting stronger. It's going to soon be developing better conventional armies. And ultimately, it's going to have a nuclear weapon. That's why we can't wait. Time is not on our side.
Well, speaking of nuclear weapons, of similar concern is North Korea. You know, in your view, is Iran the more imminent threat, or is North Korea?
Brian, I'd say North Korea is the more imminent threat because they already have a nuclear arsenal, and they have now missiles that can reach the United States. However, in the long run, Iran is a much more dangerous threat. North Korea is a small and isolated country at the edge of the earth, with only four countries surrounding it, all of whom are much bigger and stronger and more powerful. Iran, however, is at the crossroads of civilization, surrounded by dozens of countries, to include many of our allies, all of whom are close to equal in size or strength or power. And Iran, unlike North Korea, has a radical revolutionary ideology. It's as much a cause as it is a nation state, and it tries to export that cause through aggression and through support for terrorism. When you look at North Korea, as dangerous as it is, Iran would be so much more dangerous with nuclear weapons. That's why we can never allow it to happen.
You know, I was doing an event in Newport Beach with Hugh Hewitt a few weeks ago, and Hugh said that we are so close to war with North Korea that he said that it could happen any day and that it was, frankly, a matter of time. Do you believe that to be the case, or do you think we still have some diplomatic options here?
We always have diplomatic options, but we always have a military option as well, and you shouldn't let anyone tell you differently. Obviously, we'd rather solve it diplomatically. That's going to require us making some tough decisions and putting some tough decisions in particular on China. We should not take lightly the threat of military action in the Korean Peninsula. It would be the kind of major warfare that we have not seen over the last 16 years as we've been fighting guerrilla counterinsurgencies in Iraq and Afghanistan. But what I am pretty confident of is that the people of America do not believe we can coexist peacefully with Kim Jong-un in possession of dozens of nuclear-armed missiles that can hit the United States.
I'm talking to United States Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, who's speaking at the California GOP convention here in Anaheim this weekend. Senator Cotton, you'll only be a few miles away from Hollywood this weekend, and the big story gripping Hollywood and, frankly, the nation is Harvey Weinstein. I know this is out of your wheelhouse, but many of your colleagues on the Democratic side of the aisle were very friendly with Mr. Weinstein, and some received political contributions. What's the buzz in Congress about this, if anything?
Well, Harvey Weinstein was obviously among the biggest donors, the most influential power payers in the Democratic Party, and the allegations that have come to light are truly appalling. And I think some Democrats have returned his contribution. Others have not. The party has not. Probably would be appropriate for all of them to do so. But I think it's a time for Hollywood and some on the left to take stock of the kind of standards they've allowed to decline in their industry. At the same time, when they try to signal their own virtue and moral superiority to so many people who are living out in the heartlands, it's hard to imagine that lots of those politicians and reporters and editors and producers did not know exactly what Harvey Weinstein was doing, yet they looked the other way because of his wealth and power and influence.
Most certainly. And I'd be a bad journalist if I didn't ask you this one question. A big buzz around you personally is that that you're being looked at to head up the CIA eventually sometime in the future. Any truth to this rumor?
Well, the CIA has a director right now, and he's a good friend of mine. I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Well, thank you, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas. Enjoy the California GOP convention this weekend, where you speak tomorrow, Saturday, in Anaheim, California. This is Brian Kaye for the Catch-Up on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be back with more of the program in a few minutes.